You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Tipperary. A mixed card to look forward to there, with group racing on the flat and graded racing over the obstacles. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, very well, thank you. Looking forward to really good day's action sporting-wise. Obviously, Arc de Triomphe taking centre stage racing-wise, but we've got a good card at Tipperary, which we're going to cover, and just a little game called the Merseyside Derby as well to keep us scousers happy.
Yeah, it's a spectacular day of sport. Like you say, you've got the good racing at Longchamp, you've got a good card in Tipperary, you've got the Merseyside Derby, you've got Arsenal against Manchester United, you've got the Madrid Derby.
Oh yeah, Madrid Derby, forgot about that.
There's darts starting, Rugby Union, Rugby League, everything's going on.
And I've still got Strictly Come Dancing to watch on record as well.
Ah, there you go. Good stuff. Right, let's get stuck into today's action in Tipperary, Andy. A good card as well, both flat and jumps-wise.
Very good, yeah. It's their best day, isn't it, of the year. They get the graded national races. Used to be called the Grimes Hurdle, now called the Easterbrack Hurdle, of course. And interesting that Aidan O'Brien's got some... Jeffrey McManus, of course, has got a couple of horses with a good chance, so... Good chance that he'll keep that prize. And that Grade 3 Dolores Purcell Memorial looks a good one as well. So, yeah, plenty to get stuck into today. Looking forward to a good day's action.
Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 2 o'clock. We start here with a maiden over a mile and one furlong. Cole Porter is the 11-10 favourite. 5-2 for Dowancor. Shamshocked is 3-1. 7-1 for Whirlwind. Houses of Parliament is 8-1. It's then 25-1 and bigger prices for the others. There is a non-runner in the first as well. Number 3, Dalton Highway, doesn't go. But a relatively short price favourite for Aidan O'Brien here. Andy, do you see it being a winning favourite?
Potentially, yes. Ran a nice race behind one of Dermot Wells last time out. Aberdeen at Galway, not a bad race on the clock, but I prefer Dowancor in this race. Obviously bumped into a much better horse than what he takes on potentially this time around, in the shape of Joannis Vermeer, of course, lines up at Longchamp this afternoon in the Group 1 event, and of course that horse has gone on to win a Group 3 subsequently, so he was up against it that day. He certainly learns plenty from his debut run at Nice, where he was just a little bit green in keeping with a lot of Mickey Halford's. And I think he's going to improve as time goes on. He's got a better draw as well than his main two market rivals. Obviously, Shamshocked, another one to contend. He's drawn stall 15, so that's a bit of a nightmare for her. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of Mickey Halford when his horses, or well-bred horses like this, are going the right way and they step up in trip. So I expect Dowancor to go very close to taking that maiden.
Dowancor then in the first for Andy. The 2.30 is race 2 on the card. This one is the Concord Stakes, a Group 3 over 7.5 furlongs. A significant run this morning, Hattrick Seeker, One Night I Dreamed, doesn't go. But Sovereign Debt heads to the market at 9-4, 5-2 for Tested. Hint of a Tint is 5-1, 7s for the Happy Prince. Struthan is 8-1, and then 20-1, or bigger prices for the others. Good race this, Andy. Who do you like in the 2.30?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Tested here, just slightly ahead of Sovereign Debt. I'm just a little bit concerned that Dermot Wells' charge has got a tricky draw to overcome. Stall 10 is a bit of a problem, but hopefully Lee Roach can overcome it. Quite clearly, Dermot Wells likes this race, the Concord Stakes. He won it last year with a big break, and he's actually won it four of the last 5 years, so he always lays one out for this particular contest. And Tested, of course, is 2-2 here over course and distance. So other than the draw, she's got plenty going for her. She arrives here off the back of a win and a good time, when she beat a decent field, quickening up smartly in the latter stages on her last start. And hopefully she can go in again here. I'd certainly be fearful of Sovereign Debt. Has got a really good draw, has been a very consistent horse in its last four or five runs. Hardly ever runs a bad race, been applying its trading, this kind of company, against the older horses. Balti Boys, of course, who defeated this horse last time out, went on to run a really good race next time. You know, the likes, running against the likes of Home and the Brave and Gordon Lord Byron. You know, he's been down at the very top table, Sovereign Debt, and will definitely be a tricky opponent for Tested. But because with the track form that this filly's got, she just about sways the vote in her favour.
Tested Friendly then in the 2:30. The 3:10 is race 3 on the card. This one is a handicap over 7.5 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 62-100. Last year's winner, Shawnee, heads the market for this year's renewal, 6-1 into 5-1 at the time of recording as well. Bubbly Bellini is 13-2 into 11-2, second favourite, 6-1 for Wexford Opera. Master Speaker is 7s, 8-1 for Colour Blue, 10s for Strait of Zanzibar and Ploughboy. Chilly Billy another at 10s, and it's 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the 3:10, Andy?
Yeah, creatures are habit trainers, and horses are as well. And David Marnane has obviously targeted Shawnee at a repeat bid from this race 12 months ago, a race which he took quite comfortably. And with his horses in good form, as are David Marnane, of course, he won with James the other day at Dundalk in the same colours. You'd expect this horse to go certainly close to completing that nice double. Ran in a very hot race at Leopardstown last time out, finishing very strongly from the back of the field. Continued slowly away. It was one of the better efforts of the runners in behind the runaway and easy winner, Collini. And that speed figure for that race is really good. Collini actually went on to run quite well last night at, I think it was Keeneland, running a Grade 1 race in Keeneland, which was worth about £500,000. I think finished 6th or 7th, but picked up some nice prize money. So that's the standard of horse that he was up against that day. Obviously, Kevin Ryan doesn't rarely have many runners over in America. In fact, I think that was his first runner. So it tells you the kind of opponent that he was taking on. Killian Leonard as well, one of the best apprentices over in Ireland as well, has not only got the ride, but he takes £10 off, which is going to certainly ease that burden of 10 stone. So all in all, every chance, top of the speed figures, winner this race last year, yard in great form, well drawn. Shawnee looks a real good each way bet at 5-1 there.
Shawnee, a good each way bet then in the 3:10. The yard have history in the race as well. They won it a few years ago with Maundy Money as well.
Maundy
as
Money, yeah, good call.
Yeah, the 3:45 is race 4 on the card. This is the Istabrak Hurdle, a Grade 2 over 2 miles. The market's headed this morning by Thomas Edison, who's 11-10. Ted Veal 5-2. Thousand Stars 5-1. 17-2 from 11-1 for Plinth. 14s for Feethad Player. Callan 25-1 and USA is 33-1. You've kind of alluded to JP McManus having a relatively strong hand in this, Andy. Do you see him winning it with one of his two?
Yeah, I do. I see him winning it with Thomas Edison here, who was arguably a little bit unlucky on his last run. Well, there's no arguably about it. He was unfortunate. Whether he would have beaten Quick Jack, of course, in the Galway Hurdle is very much open to question, but he was certainly in there with every chance. He came there going well off the home turn. I know Quick Jack was going well at the time as well, but it was a toss of the coin who would have won that race. Many people thought that Thomas Edison might have captured the prize. And if so, then obviously it makes him even more appetising here, a winner of a Galway Hurdle. But his form alone, as it stands, is just really good anyway. He's got some excellent form on the ground, genuine on the good side. I know he acts on soft, but the ground is very crucial to this horse. He tends to dance off the better ground. And I think he'll get the better of his stable companion here, Ted Veal, of course, who finished third when he stayed on his feet in the Galway Hurdle, suggesting that that he's got his measure anyway. Thousand Stars is knocking on a bit now. He's been a grand servant for Connections, we know. He's a bit of a globetrotter, and I'm sure he'll run his race. But the others don't look good enough to the standard of this race. The likes of Plin, Feather, Player, Callan, USA. They're very much horses that are looking to pick up a bit of prize money for their bold representation in this race. So I do think Thomas Edison is the standout horse here. It's a race that obviously is very dear to J.P. McManus, named after his famous multiple champion hurdle winner, Istabrak. And hopefully he can kick the prize in the shape of Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison for Andy then in the Istabrak Hurdle. The 4:15 is race 5 on the card. This one is the Dolores Purcell Memorial Novice Hurdle, a Grade 3 contest over 2 miles. A short price favourite this morning in the shape of Backerson, who's 4-9. 5-1 for Tigris River. Tully East is 10s. 12-1 for Cardinal Place. 14s for 3 stars and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. We must start with a favourite here, Andy. The Willie Mullins runner is 3-3 since joining the stable. Won his last two races in France as well. He's not necessarily the tidiest of jumpers, but he looks a real high-class horse in the making.
No, he was a bit scruffy last time out. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. When he won at Galway, 6-1 on. Of course, he backed up that victory he'd previously achieved at the same track. I think it's more pertinent that this horse is amazingly, in some books, as short as 10-1, favourite for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, which seems absolutely bizarre at this stage of the season. But such is the respect that the Willie Mullins trained horses have with the layers, that you could see why they're taking evasive action. He's obviously trying to get plenty of experience in the summer jumping period before perhaps he's been put away for the better ground back in the spring. I don't think you'll see this horse flying his trade too highly in the winter when it's really softest ground. So that's probably one of the reasons why bookmakers are not taking too many chances. He should win this comfortably, as I'd suggest here. I don't see for 1 minute defeat. But we've got to try and come up with something a little bit more... with a bit more imagination than tipping a 2-5 shot here. So I'm going to put up Cardinal Palace without the favourite. I do quite like this horse. He has got his slight quirks. I think when he's on his A game, he's very good, as he proved at Aintree 2 starts ago. And, of course, Lestol last time out, when he was a bit unlucky not to get the better of Modem, who basically got first run. In between, it was a really poor run, an unexplainably bad one at Killarney, but hopefully, you know, there was something wrong with him that day and he just didn't fancy it. But as I said, he's a fairly useful horse, Cardinal Palace. He's a good horse on the flat, and he's working his way up the ranks over hurdles as well. So, without the favourite, is the way I'm going to go here when William Hill joined in that particular betting strategy later on, and he'll do for me.
Cardinal Palace without the favourite then for Andy in the 4:15. The 4:45 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed this morning by Phil the Flyer, who's 11-2, 6-1 for Boes Sublime, 6-1 for Captain Carlton. Gusty Rocky is 8, 10-1 for Lily the Lioness. He's our man 10s as well, as is Rokonga. 11-1 for Akito and Dame Firth, and bigger prices for the others. Open as you'd like this, Andy. The 4:45. Give us a hand in there.
Yeah, this one's a real nasty one, isn't it, Mark? Added into the mix, two horses that have been running really well on the flat, Captain Carlton and He's Our Man. When they go back over hurdles, obviously they're going to be of some kind of interest to the shrewd punters out there, who've obviously spotted a little bit of an angle in here. But the two horses I can see anyway that are the two to concentrate with their form over hurdles of late is Phil the Flyer and Lily the Lioness, both of them coming to this race in red hot form. We'll start with the favourite, Phil the Flyer. He's just really on a roll at the moment. He's in a really good place, this horse, and he followed up his victory at Cork with a sensational success down at Navan the other day, not only visually but on the times. He won by 7 lengths that day, but the speed figure of that race is by far and away the best on the card, indicating that he's in tremendous order at the moment. And connections of Jack Kennedy as well, who rode in the time before to take 5 off, which could be invaluable. The other one to mention, of course, is Lily the Lioness. What a horse she's been in the last season or two. She loves it here at Tipperary. She's got great form here over hurdles and on the flat. She's won on the level here. She won at the Galway Festival. She won that very valuable mare's race. And she got beat the other day at Listowel, just on the line, by two horses who have gone on to win subsequently. The winner, Misty Lady, went on to win at Garran yesterday in a competitive hurdle. And, of course, the Nutcracker went on to win at the flat the other day at Navan, off a mark of 47. So she's very, very difficult to get away from at a double-figure price, certainly Lily the Lioness. I do think she's probably the each-way call of the race. But I'll split mistakes between the two of them. Phil the Flyer and Lily the Lioness will do for me there.
Couple against field then for Andy in the 4:45. The 5:15 is the penultimate race at Tipperary this afternoon. It's the Like a Butterfly Novice Chase, a Grade 3 over 2.5 miles. Rule the World is the 2-1 market leader. 9-4 for Vicomte de Noia. The Game Changer, 5-2, 9-1 for Akorakor, 10s for Miss Dynamic, and Bashful Beauty is the 33-1 outsider. We'll start with Rule the World, Andy. Remarkably, it's hard to fathom, but he's still a maiden over fences, despite good efforts in the likes of the Irish Grand National, the Kerry National, slipped up when going well in the Galway Plate. Is today the day he finally breaks his duck over fences?
It's only one surprise me. I mean, he's a smashing horse, Rule the World. I haven't got anything nasty to say about him, just because he keeps finishing second or third. People kind of like stigmatise those horses, but he's been a real money spinner. He tries his hardest. He just keeps running in very good races, and when you're up against the very best, sometimes you're just not always going to have things your own way, and that's very much been the case with him. He ran a tremendous race last time out in the Kerry National. Even though I tipped the winner, I'll certainly sort of bow my tip my hat to Rule the World's performance on ground that he probably wouldn't have liked. I know he's won on softest ground before, but he's a much better horse than me on better ground. And he would have gone very close, wouldn't he, in that Galway Plate. There's no question about that. He was cantering in the hands of David Russell when disaster struck, when he slipped up in between the final two obstacles. And that's basically his best conditions, around about 2.5 miles. He does get 3, but 2.5, 2.6 for me is his best trip. and this should be ideal for him today. I certainly think he's the one to beat, but I'm going to go with the Game Changer here, who runs, of course, in the same colours. Now, there is a question mark about Gordon Ellis Charles actually seeing out the trip, but on a flat track, I think he's got half a chance of doing it. He bumped into a horse I really rate, Rock the World, 2 starts ago at Galway, and Rock the World was just too strong for him up the hill. But like I say, on a flat track, this horse is a really useful individual. He's got a great cruising speed, and as we saw the other day, he can use it to good effect on the flat when he beat Sizing Platinum, who's no back number. I know that Henry de Bromhead thinks the absolute world of him. And to be fair, Game Changer had him in his pocket all the way through that race. He'll definitely travel like the best horse in the race throughout. It's just whether obviously he gets the trip. If he does, then I think the odds this morning around about 5-2, 3-1 are really appetising for Gordon Elliott's in-form 6-year-old.
And on to the final race then, the 5:45. We finish here with a 2-mile bumper. Oathkeeper is the 8-13 favourite. 5-4 for Prince Dobrell. 16s for Lockheen Girl. Winsome Bucks is 25-1 and 33-1 or bigger for the others. It looks a match between the Aidan O'Brien runner and the Willie Mullins runner. Oathkeeper and Prince Dobrell have already met, and Oathkeeper came out on top on that one occasion. Andy, do you see that happening again?
I do, really, yeah. It's very difficult to oppose the Oathkeeper here. He's already beaten Prince Dobrell. Looks the main threat on paper here, and he did it in very convincing fashion at Roscommon. Obviously, this is a different track. They're going the other way around, but you'd have to say the way he stayed on and the way he disposed of Prince Dabrill, of course, went into that race with plenty of experience. It was a very eye-catching performance. He was really strong in the latter stage of the race, particularly when he met the rising ground inside the last 2 furlongs, and he powered clear of the Willie Munnies trained horse. I think he'll definitely get the better of him again. I'd imagine these two all sort of set a reasonable tempo up front. I think Prince Dabber will probably lead, and Oathkeeper will track him, and then it'll just be a case of just pressing the button, turning in and getting the job done. Can't see any others figuring as the market basically suggests. And for those of you that like playing the short prices, then I certainly wouldn't put you off this final project.
Oathkeeper to send favourite backers home. Happy then at Tipperary. As usual, Andy, let's just have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, cracking night race card under both coats at Tipperary. Starting off with a good maiden. Obviously 3 to be fancied, but I'll go with Darren Corr as my main choice. 2:30, it's a race that's very close to the heart of Dermot Weld, so tested, therefore, should fly the flag nicely for the Master of Weldswell. In the 3:10, I'll go with Shawnee, who won the race last year, to repeat the dose. 3:45, the big hurdle race of the day, I'd expect Thomas Edison to dust himself down from that untimely fall in the Galway hurdle and take that prize back home to JP McManus. 4:15, I'm going to bet without the favourite here, because obviously Bookerson will probably win, but Cardinal Palace in that particular market, without the jolly, is the way I'll go there. 2 against the field, the 4:45, the inform, Phil the Flyer, and the very consistent, tough mare, Lily the Lioness. I'll take a chance at the Game Changer, the strong travelling Game Changer, sees out the trip in the Grade 3 like a butterfly, and obviously chase. In the final race, looks a match between Oathkeeper and Prince Dobrell, and I'll expect the former to beat the latter, as it figured out at Roscommon last time.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Tipperary this afternoon.
Should be great. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.